Are you expecting to split a lot of time between slot, running back, and have they told you sort of what to expect this season?
Yeah, they definitely have. I'll probably be doing majority slot this year, you know, up as this point right now, because we have depth at running back, and, you know, we're kind of lacking in some areas in the receiver position. So, yeah, I've definitely been working in the slot, and that's what I'm, you know, really putting emphasis on playing.
How much experience do you have there?
I have a nice bit of experience there. I've done a lot of work in the slot, you know, just haven't, you know, been out there in the games, but, you know, definitely practice. Been running routes for, you know, a while now, and, you know, just trying to get those as good as possible and work on my hands.
Do you feel like that was possible with position move in the summertime, so you kind of focused on that, or?
It was kind of later than I thought, but, you know, I mean, it was fine. I mean, it wasn't too hard to catch on to because, you know, I'm familiar with the position. So, yeah, Coach T just kind of told me that, you know, that's where he wants me to work at right now, and whatever I can do to help, you know, better the team, I'm for it. So that's just what I've been doing.
So what is it like being running back, moving over, seeing the field in a different way? How do you feel like that gives you an edge or gives you a little bit more to bring?
What was that?
From seeing it from a different part of the field, running back, moving over to slot, I mean, is seeing the field from so far back versus out on the edge give you an advantage, do you think?
Yeah, it definitely does give me an advantage. Just, you know, it's a different way, you know, to use me. You know, it's just get me out in space and, you know, get me out to, you know, doing what I do best. And, yeah.
How happy are you to be back to playing and not having to worry about your knee?
Definitely happy. Put in a lot of work, you know, to get it back, and a little bit ahead of schedule, but, you know, I'm definitely excited. And
you had a knee injury in high school. Is it kind of help to fall back on experiences of the rehab process and know you'll get through it?
Yes, it does. You know, it happened before, so I kind of knew the expectation of what it takes, you know, to get back to 100%. So, yeah, I knew what it took, and, yeah, it's easier the second time. It's not easy, I would say, but, you know, definitely easier just because I knew what it takes. Yeah.
Easier mentally, maybe?
Yeah, easier mentally, yeah.
You full go now?
Yeah, I'm full go right now. Well, not to contact, but, you know, they still want to be cautious with that. But, yeah, you know, I've been out running around doing, you know, 7-on-1 one-on-ones and, you know, everything else, really.
You have no doubt you'll be ready for opening game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be ready. You know, I'll play by how I'm feeling. But, you know, as of right now, I feel pretty good. And where I'm at right now, yeah, I'm definitely trying to, you know, make it back for the first game.
Just people have been saying that Justin Herbert has become a little more vocal going into this season. Can you second that? And what has he meant for you so far?
Yeah, he definitely has become more vocal. But, you know, he was young last year, and, you know, it just comes with maturity. But he's doing a great job, and he's, you know, definitely leading the team a whole lot better. And, you know, as he gets older, he'll get better with that. So he's doing a good job, though.
Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Anytime.